Well, I think it's important for us, irrespective of whether it was an international break or not, to go there and try and win a game of football. You know, I think we've got to start winning games, and it'll be a tough game, we know that. You know, I just feel they're a decent side. They've had a good start to the season. The crowd and the ground is absolutely vibrant, and the players will have to be aware of that. You know, the atmosphere is fabulous. So we're going to have to, the first 20 minutes especially, be really, really ready to go.
You've experienced that ground this season. You've been to watch a game there. They haven't come into the Premier League as tourists either. They've come in with a fair chance of staying up.
I think the three clubs who have come up, if I don't know David that well, but the team's well set up. But if you look at Rafa, he's a top, top manager. Sets his teams up really well. They're very, very difficult to beat. And then you've got Chris, the same down at Brighton. A lot of experience. Been in the Premier League before. So he knows what it's all about. And they've what's his name? We've got three teams who have come in this year who are very, very well balanced and well organised.
Over the last 2 years, David Wagner has made his team very solid at the back, and he's got some pace and power up front. It's not that far away from the sort of blueprint that you've looked for.
No, he's got he's brought a lot of players in this year. I think it was 11 changes, wasn't it? So he's invested in a group of players who have, and I think the supporters will go there and watch it. Very, very powerful team. They're a big team. I think you know, they've got pace in the right areas. I obviously work with Tom Ince at Palace, so I know what Tom's like. He's a good player, and he can do stuff. I think he got the free kick down here and the goal in the cup last year for Derby. So, you know, we know they've got good players. But, you know, we'll stand up and make sure that we do what we do well.
Within half an hour of the match finishing last Saturday, I was talking to Kieran Gibbs, and he was saying, we need to look ahead to next Saturday. We need to look at the Huddersfield game. It sounds like that was the message probably coming from you as soon as the players were off the pitch last week.
No, I think the game against Man City, I thought we did ever so well against Man City, and I think obviously the disappointment was that second goal, them scoring that second goal so quickly. If we could have just hung on for a bit, then it would have been a really interesting second half. We've given them two good games in the League Cup and in the league now. And I think one thing people can't criticise is the effort and the players are putting in, you know, the togetherness and the effort, and, you know, to be scoring last minute as well. You know, 9 times out of 10, you know, teams have thrown the towel in against Man City, and, you know, they just open to get out of jail with 3 or 4 against them, and we've actually kept going, and yeah, that's what we want from the players.
What people will question is quality in the final third. Now, Solomon had a bit more company from Jay Rodriguez last week with the system that you played. He seems to thrive from having a bit of company up there.
Yeah, it's finding the right balance, really, within the group, and trying to get the balance in the group. And I know my team, when everybody would be fit, and unfortunately that's not happened, and I'd really, you know, would really have liked to have had that team in place for at least 4 or 5 games to have a look to see how it would have settled in. And, you know, I think the team that, with everybody fitting in it, I think the team would have been a well-balanced team. It would look that way on paper. Obviously, you've got to give it a go on the pitch and then see where you go.
So this current style of play, is it not what you want for this season, what you're having to do at the moment?
No, if I could put a team together now, there'd be most probably 4 changes from the team that will play against Huddersfield. And the team would most probably play a different shape as well. So, but you've got to get on with what you've got. You know, every manager has to put up with it.
You know that there's a contingent of fans who are getting a little bit fed up. You know that about the criticism that comes. How do you deal with that with your experience of it? How do you make sure it's water off a duck's back?
Well, I don't try to affect anything I can affect, and you know, the only thing I can affect is trying to get the players to get results. I can't affect what people think, what they say. You know, I think there's a media outlet now for everybody to use. I think everybody's becoming absolute perfect at management, at coaching, at playing. You know, we've got more TV pundits, more radio pundits. We've got more. And they're all fantastic, I have to say. You know, I've never heard a pundit get anything wrong. And, you know, some of these pundits actually had a go at managing as well. But they're never wrong. It's absolutely wonderful. I'll have to have a go myself one day.
Just finally, the most important message, I guess, that you get is that from the chairman, John Williams, that from the owners. What are you hearing from them at this point? You know, what is a key part of the season for you?
No, I think everything is settled at this football club. I think, you know, within the football club, everything's fine.